This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Roger Forsney joins me live in studio, local realtor and coach. Is it coach? Do I have that right? Coach of UVA's ice hockey team?
I have been for 15 years. I'm on sabbatical now.
But you're the one who really got that off the ground, right?
Yeah, I started the team.
Because you grew up playing ice hockey. Yeah. Isn't that the story?
Still play.
And you still play?
Sure, we play down at Liberty University because the ice park's closed.
Yeah. Well, we want to get all the details on that.
And cool.
Remind me where you're from, how you got into ice hockey.
Buffalo, New York. Born on the border, Canada, Buffalo. Had my own rink in the backyard I made. You know, I shoveled a rectangle and hosed it down.
Yeah.
Played Miami University in Ohio, and they're number one in the nation now. We're real proud of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a model for UVA.
What is it about ice hockey? Especially for most Americans who just don't get it.
You know, it's to me, it combines this masculine and feminine sort of aspects. It's so fluid. You can move at high speeds and you can turn on a dime, but it's also very rugged and challenging and requires incredible hand-eye coordination. And you're learning all these new skills, and it's your hand and your feet are disconnected from the object of the game, which is the puck in the ice. So everything is at a distance, and it takes all these skills to learn. And editors of Sports Illustrated said hockey's the most demanding of all the sports. They evaluated all the sports on six criteria and named hockey number one.
Really?
And it really is. If you try to play it, just try it someday.
I never have. I've tried ice skating, but my ankles hurt so bad I had to stop.
Oh, your ankles were fine. You had bad ice skates, I bet.
So, Roger, give us now your take on this whole ice park deal. We spoke with the new owner. His name escapes me.
Mark Brown.
Yeah, we spoke with Mark Brown just a few days ago, and he shared with us his vision for the ice park. He stepped in and wants to save it. Take us back now to when you first heard about the fact that the second owners, in fact, just couldn't make it happen economically said they were closing down.
Well, I knew that was inevitable at some point. I just didn't know when. So some of the hockey players and other downtown businessmen and I, you know, we inquired, and at one point we made an offer to lease it for 10 years, and one of the hockey guys made an offer to buy it, but that didn't work out. But then this guy, Mark Brown, who came out of nowhere, he had never even been in the ice park, and he owned the real estate right across the street. So it was just a magical thing almost, because nobody even knew Mark. But right now, I've been rather impressed because he's totally focused on making the ice park a sustainable business at last. And it's going to change its name. His LLC is called Main Street Arena LLC. And the ice park may even get a new name. But what's going to happen is a whole series of sort of fun entertainment events, in addition to using the ice park as a convention center or a large meeting center in the warmer months. What's going to happen is in the April or May, sometime in that period, he's going to take the ice down and put over the sand. When the ice is melted, there's sand there.
Oh, really?
A floor. He's going to put a floor over that. And over that's going to put a turf field.
So there's sand underneath that ice right
well,
now.
Well, the refrigeration tubes are in sand.
I got it.
Some rinks, they're in concrete, but this one's in sand. If it was in concrete, he wouldn't need to put a floor over it, but he's going to spend almost $100,000 on an interlocking floor. It takes four guys 2.5 hours to assemble. And that floor can also be used during the skating season. There'll be times where on a possible Friday night, there's going to be music events taking place in there. And he's going to put the insulated floor over the ice for a period of 4 to 6 hours and have some pretty exciting music events. And then in the non-skating season, there'll be all kind of events planned. In fact, I think the first event's going to happen before it even reopens. I think the Seville Weekly might have their best of party there.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. So I think it's going to, the more I learn about the vision and the more we get involved as investors, the more excited I get for the community. That's going to be a pretty happening place.
Yeah. Now, I've heard some folks in some comments on some blogs somewhere saying, oh, this is crazy. And you can't have a big, huge space like that that would work for events. But that's exactly what the Richmond Convention Center is. I mean, the Richmond Convention Center has, I've been in there when they've done some beautiful events.
Of course.
And they can partition off and create these big walls. And you don't even know you're in
with lighting and drapery. For instance, for a wedding reception that's too big to accommodate at the Omni or the Boar's Head, they're all maxed out at like 6,000 or 5,600 square feet. The ice surface is 18,000 square feet. And the Omni is reported they have many events they've had to turn out. So let's say you have a really big wedding reception or the law school annual party. He's going to cover the boards, the dasher boards in glass with drapery, turn down the lights, and you'll have a nice, intimate, actually pretty nice place. When the event's over, the participants can go on the mall and spend money at the local restaurants and bars.
Yeah.
They don't want to be stuck in a tent out of a vineyard, because when the dinner's over or the reception, they're stuck out in the country. They have to take a bus into town. So he's had quite a few inquiries for large events like that.
Really?
Already? Those can be held in the ice park anytime the ice is taken down.
We're talking with Roger Voisney, and the phone line is open, 977-1070. So what's your reaction now as the ice hockey guy with all of these guys that you know and that you skate with and play with that want to keep playing and UVA or not UVA, folks in town who like to play?
We hired a lawyer, Sherry Lewis, and we started an LLC called Ice Park Partners LLC, and we're getting investors to put money into the LLC, and then we're going to give that money or invest that money into Mark Brown's LLC. And there's some reasons for doing that that way. And Mark's still gathering investor money. He had to close because that was the agreement with the sellers, the Williamsons. And he put down his deposit, and then he starts paying interest, I think, in November as per the contract. So right now he's still doing some more fundraising.
Yeah.
And there's some good people, some doctors, some parents of hockey players, some downtown businessmen who are investing. Mark Brown himself, some members of his family. So he's sort of spreading out the interest and the responsibility for making it a success.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of folks here, if you've been around long enough, you remember the significant place that the ice park, in conjunction with the movie theater, played in the rebirth of the downtown mall. I mean, folks may not know, this downtown mall it opened in the mid-70s. It's been expanded to side streets. It's been expanded east and west since then.
Mm-hmm.
But it opened, 1974, 76. They make this thing happen. But for a long time, there was nothing really down there.
Well, everything happened in May of 96 when the Regal Cinema signed a lease that said there must be two things, an ice skating rink and a mall crossing. And then those three things happened in May of 96 in addition to the Downtown Grill. So those four new businesses or events heralded the beginning of the upsurge in the mall's vibrancy and the downtown real estate sort of boom, in a sense. People wanted to live near the mall because the mall's now a lot more fun to be in. There's more things to do. There's a movie theater, more restaurants, the ice park, et cetera. So that all happened 95, 96. That's when it all started.
Yeah. And I remember standing down there with the mm-hmm. folks from City Hall when they opened the mall crossing, and the free trolley was the first thing they would go across.
Yeah,
I remember standing right there watching it happen, and that was the moment when you realized, okay, here we go.
It's very controversial, but now we live with it. It hasn't been a problem like many people foresaw. There's mall crossings up in Reston at their mall in Boulder, Colorado, has four of them. We have two.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, and the second one now at 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
I think they work.
They work
In fact,
fine.
I used them both today, going north and south. And I think they work, and I think it's I agree with the folks who say, hey, this is a good way for folks who are visiting to see it.
That there's a mall
and
here.
Say, oh my gosh, we got a park and get over here.
That's something because we live here, we don't understand. Now, the ice park, we figured, brings to the mall 100 to 150,000 unique visits every year. People who come to the mall and they spend money somewhere else, or parents who drop their kids off at the ice park and spend money somewhere else. So we thought if the ice park closed, it's going to leave this large hole in the fabric of the mall, both psychically and economically, and it could be a disaster. And Mark Brown saw that, as many people did. He owns real estate on both sides of the ice park, so he was more motivated than the average person to make it a success.
So in a sense, I mean, if the mall, I hate to use this metaphor, but if the mall is a house of cards, that ice park is one of the cards on the bottom of the castle, right?
Yeah, very, very, very clearly so. Not everybody would be as affected. Like Tony Labue at a CHAP said, it probably wouldn't affect me, but other people who were more close to the downtown, the west end of the mall where the ice park is, thought could be disastrous, especially for businesses who might be on the brink of making it or not making it. We're talking about maybe a 5 or 10% difference in their business.
We're talking with local realtor Roger Voisney, who is on sabbatical, but for 15 years was coach of the UVA club ice hockey team, which evidently will continue to play. Roger Voisney is live in studio, local realtor and ice hockey enthusiast, with all the details about the future of the ice park on Charlottesville's downtown mall. So ice hockey for now is saved.
Yep.
The ice park is saved.
Yep.
It's going to change. Yeah. Going to be
but
a different type
ways.
Of...
Yeah, yeah. It's going to think of it as more of an event center, especially in the warmer months. A multi-purpose event center. Maybe even a multi-sport. There's talk of indoor soccer and lacrosse. In the warmer months,
yeah,
when the ice is down.
Which from a business perspective, Roger, makes more sense, doesn't it? That you sort of, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You sort of spread it out and it's...
I suppose you could say that. It is, he should be, Mark Brown's getting high marks for thinking outside the box, and it's perhaps because he never skated in his life.
Yeah.
He's coming at it like, okay, I'm a businessman. This is a resource. It's near my other businesses. I want to make it sustainable and positive and profitable for he and the investors. So what to do? So I think it's been great. He's thinking like that.
Yeah. And he's also going to be, you were telling me during the break, it'll look differently, lots of plasma TVs, a bar. I mean, it's going to
be in the lobby will be cleaned up. He's going to put the cash register closer to the door. It's going to be different type of stools and seating and it's going to serve beer and you can order food. I think it'll be delivered from some local restaurants. And a lot of plasma TVs for watching sports. So it'd be a place to spend money and hang out after playing hockey or going skating.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. Most rinks are like that around the country.
Places where you can go and just really hang out and spend.
Yeah, because we always spend money. We play hockey Tuesday night and everybody spends $20 somewhere else each.
Right.
At from 10 to midnight.
Yeah.
McGrady's or Miller's or you name it.
So good news, too, for all the ice hockey folks in town. They won't have to drive to Lynchburg so much.
Yeah, we've been playing Liberty University in Richmond all summer now. Now, the thing is, we'll probably have to do that every summer now. But it's not so bad. So it's not a bad trade-off. We'd rather do that than lose the ice park altogether.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Roger, you're also a local realtor. What's the latest from what you've been watching realty-wise and real estate with the market and everything?
The market's... fair to good. I noticed this last 2 weeks that rental homes and properties are going really fast. I signed a 4-year lease today with a family, and they came from Las Vegas and said, "God, we've never had such a hard time renting a house wherever we lived. There's not many properties to rent, and they go fast. So that's sort of a boom part of the business. Interest rates are great. They're below 5. I mean, when's the last time they've been 4.625%? So it's time to buy. I'm going to buy 2 houses next week, in fact. There's 2 rental properties fell in my lap, and I converted my SEP IRA to a real estate IRA, and I'm going to buy these 2 houses at great prices with no new money. I don't know if you knew how to do that. Do you have an IRA?
Yeah, but I never heard of this. What is this?
I know, because the stockbrokers won't tell you. But you can, we can talk about it another show, but it's really... a really easy way to
do it. We got time. What is it? How do you do it? You take your IRA, not a 401k, but an IRA.
You have to open a new IRA. I use a firm called Equity Trust Company in Ohio, and they open an IRA in my name. The money comes from my stock brokerage account. They wired it to the new IRA. When we do the real estate closing, the IRA sends the money to the lawyer. I buy the house, and all the income from the rental property goes back into the IRA. I never touch anything. Just like a dividend from a stock in the IRA. So the advantage is you can take advantage of buying real estate in your IRA instead of just buying stocks and bonds. And many people know a lot more about real estate or feel more comfortable with it or realize it's a good time to buy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go to trustetc.com. That's the website and the company I used. They've been great so far.
And you can use the money in your IRA for the down payment.
For the whole thing, paying cash, down payment or cash or whatever.
Yeah.
You can still borrow money and use part of your IRA proceeds to buy a house, yes.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew you could take the money out early, but you pay a big penalty.
Well, this is not taking it out. It's still within the IRA complex. It's just another type of IRA.
A real estate IRA.
Yeah, but your stock brokerage firm, but they don't do that for you. They don't really want to. It's a little bit obtuse.
Yeah,
you could also buy a collection of plates or whatever, anything besides stocks and bonds.
Through your IRA.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Pretty interesting. So how about like real estate downtown in the city, like condos and things like that?
Condos are sort of slow. It's hard to get a loan, for one thing. But homes are still selling pretty well downtown. I just sold the last green home over on Druid Avenue that Dale Abrahams built for healthy lung standards.
Yeah.
And everybody was really pleased to see that go through and did sell for less than the other ones. But just an example of the realtors who are busy full time are doing pretty well.
Good deal. Well, that's good to hear, you know.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the ice park.
Yeah, well, thanks.
I know you're very excited that's going to happen.
I'm happy for the community that it's going to keep open.
Yeah, it's good news.
Yeah.
Thank you for the update. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Roger Voisnade, local realtor, ice park enthusiast.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.